The Qajar era is recognized as a pivotal period in the history of Iranian residential architecture. This period is distinguished by unique decorative motifs, including abstract arabesques and floral patterns, depictions of landscapes and hunting scenes, vases filled with flowers, and images of kings, courtiers, princes, lions, and sons, and angels. The growing cultural exchanges and interactions with the West during this time enrich the diversity of colors and religious and cultural themes present in these motifs. Building facades, as the most visually apparent component of a structure, can influence the emotions and perceptions of viewers. They serve as historical evidence of Iranian architecture, carrying profound meanings that require serious analysis. In this context, the expression of cultural and identity-related meanings in opposition to the dominance of quantitative and hegemonic perspectives in the modern era becomes essential. Neglecting this aspect risks distorting our understanding of this critical period. This study explores the deeper layers of cultural identity and the decorative structures of Qajar-era house facades. Its primary objective is to revive identity-based architecture through an iconological approach applied to the ornamentation of these facades. For this purpose, various analytical methods, such as content analysis and semiotic readings, are employed. By emphasizing Erwin Panofsky's iconological framework, the relationships between the meaning and form of these architectural works are examined. The research adopts a sequential exploratory approach that includes data collection through field and archival studies, alongside step-by-step analysis of the semiotic elements. The research process involves simulating the three-tiered stages of Panofsky's iconology to study the facades of Qajar houses and to reproduce identity-based architecture through conceptual labels. This goal is achieved through a detailed analysis of decorative elements and identifying factors that strengthen Iranian architectural identity. The study delves into the essence and underlying truth of the ornamentation in the facades of Qajar houses, addressing the question: how can the ornamentation of Qajar-era house facades in Tehran be analyzed using the iconological approach to contribute to the revival of identity-based architecture? It also investigates the necessity of the iconological approach for interpreting architectural ornamentation and uncovering deeper meanings beyond conventional definitions. The tools for data collection include field observations and archival analysis. Field studies are particularly crucial for identifying and analyzing the decorative elements of architectural facades. However, limited resources in the field of Iranian architectural history pose a significant challenge that must be acknowledged.